What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Just say it again.
I'm sorry. A ditch by the side of a graded road in level country.
Drainage, I'd say, to keep the surplus water off the road.
I believe you'd call it a ditch, though.
Drainage ditch.
Drainage ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog? He just hangs around and eats, but he doesn't do any work.
Dog.
I mean, but he's no good. He's just a worthless dog.
I'm gonna have another name to describe him.
If you know, go ahead. If you want to, because
I think you'd call him a cur dog.
That's pretty near.
That's the worst name he knows for a dog.
Well, your mom knows she's had
a bunch. What is the sound that a horse will make when you're feeding him? You know, what name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses?
When he's being fed.
Uh huh.
When he wants to be fed, he's neighing at you.
Yeah, that's what they mean. When a horse.
That little come hither. Sound,
you call it
whinny, Paul. I don't think I ever heard anybody else say that.
That's whinny.
A little tiny.
That's what I say. I say either a horse neighs or he whinnies. One of the two. I don't know. I don't make any difference between them.
Oh.
Let me inject this. I just got this part in that book, but I want to tell you that the show enough good thing in it to me and everybody else. In this county, I had a very rich man that loved to fox hunt. Most anybody you ever saw, he had several big plantations and a big, fine bunch of fox dogs. And we had a neighbor that was quite a poor man. He had a farm, but it was poor land. And he had a good bunch of fox dogs, but the man didn't have any money, scarce at all, but they were great friends and went fox hunting together, usually. The rich man must make counsel. And by the way, he owned a big place 2 or 3 miles from halfway between you and Minnesota. At the same time I'm talking about. But anyhow, he would furnish the wagon and the nigger and the mules and the feed, and they'd go to Stewart County some several counties with me and hunt 2 or 3 days sometime. It struck a fox one day, and as a fox habit, they'll go down and they'll return and come back the same way. And Mr. Counsel had staked his nigger drive out on the hills, and he'd come by after the dogs had passed, and he said, "What dog was ahead when they passed you, George?" He said, "That little spotted dog Mr. John called Ball," and repeated it and repeated it. Right on. When this fox hunt was over, Mr. Castle said, "John, what do you take for that little spotted cur you got to call a dog, Ball?" He said, I don't want to sell him. He said, "But you would sell him, would you?" "Well, I ain't so certain. I don't know whether I would or not." He said, "If I'd be fool enough to offer you $100 for him, you'd take it, wouldn't you?" "Well, no, I wouldn't." He said, "John, you mean to tell me with that house full of little girls could use $100 so easy if they had it? And you'd be fool enough not to sell that dog for $100? He said, "Yeah, let me tell you something." He said, "You got the most good land is in Sumter County and the most money in the bank of any farmer I know of in the world. But you gonna die knowing you didn't own the best fox dog you ever saw."